The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Judeans sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" John confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John answered, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing, if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize you with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So this lesson is a story about the forerunner, the one who has come to tell us about who is coming. Today, we are pleased that the children will be proclaiming this message, telling us about who is coming, who will arrive by their gospel presentation today. And we welcome them.
My name is Mary. As an old woman looking back at my life, recalling the events of my firstborn son's birth and life, death and resurrection, I recognize that God's signs showing us who Jesus was and what he was bringing us were there in each moment. I've treasured all these signs and pondered them in my heart. I remember myself as a girl long ago, when God's amazing signs first came to me. They were daily joys, but hardships and burdens too. Roman soldiers terrorized us, and tax collectors demanded money. We could not live freely or peacefully in our own land. We turned to God for help, but we wondered why we continued to suffer. When we were hungry, afraid, and confused, we looked for signs that God remembered to promise to care for us always. Let me share our story with you so that you might know God's greatest sign.
Greetings to you, favored one. The Lord is with you.
Who are you? What are you saying?
Mary, here's your sign. You will have a baby named Jesus. He will save the people from their sins.
I believe in God's promise to lift up all those who suffer. Let me be your servant, O God.
Thank you.
I went to visit my cousin Elizabeth, also expecting a child. Full of signs of God's promises in our lives. We prayed blessings for each other and we cried over the future of our sons. Honestly, I had not only gone to see Elizabeth because of what we shared, but also because I was running away a little bit. Finally, I went home to Nazareth and awaited to hear from Joseph.
Joseph and I have pledged to spend our futures together. Together we will establish a home, raise a family. This child is news for Joseph as well as for me. Hopefully he will share God's gratitude as favor as me. Joseph will share my gratitude for God's favor, but Joseph is quiet. I can't blame him. The angel has come to see me and not him.
Poor Mary, a baby coming but no husband. But it's not my baby. I have to tell her I won't marry her first thing in the morning.
This baby is truly the Son of God.
You will name him Jesus.
He will save the people from their sins.
Time to go see Mary.
Joseph, what do you have to say to me?
Mary, I have had a sign from God. I will be your husband and we will name the baby Jesus.
Joseph, we will receive all of God's promises together.
The Romans continued to rule us mercilessly. At one point, the Emperor Augustus told us we had to report to the town of our ancestors to be counted in a census. We had to travel over mountains and through desert to get to Bethlehem, the home of David, because that was Joseph's ancestor. And all of this was close. I was close to having a baby. We didn't know how it was all going to work out. When we arrived in Bethlehem, all the inns were full, but I was ready to have a baby. God's son was about to be born without a home.
Come on, we need a place to stay.
No, no room here. Move along.
Well, why would I have a baby?
Oh, the only place without people is the barn. It's smelly, but it is warm and dry.
That night, we had visitors. We weren't exactly prepared to show hospitality in such a rough place, but it turns out they were right at home. When they came to see us, we knew that God's care and presence were touching more and more people through Jesus. The shepherds had been in their fields, resting for the night. Imagine their surprise to be woken by angels, the messengers of God.
Wake up, shepherds.
We have good news.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Jesus has been born in a stable.
Here is your sign. He is wrapped in rags, lying in the hay.
He is your Savior sent from God.
He is your Savior sent for all.
Gloria!
Glory!
Gloria!
God's peace comes to you.
A baby in a manger born under these very stars.
A baby wrapped in rags is a sign of God's salvation.
Let's go see this baby.
I never thought I'd see an angel, let alone a savior for all the people.
Let's go. Let's go.
We stayed in Bethlehem a long time to take care of the emperor's business. I was getting used to being his mother. To the shepherds, he was the savior, but to me, he was my son. But then, another amazing sign came up, the sign that brought us royalty, those who inhabited the seats of power in the world, like a Caesar or a Herod. And that is exactly the person our royal visitors encountered on their way to finding Jesus.
Thank you, King Herod, for seeing us. We have been following a special star from far away.
This star is a sign of a new king to the Jews. We hurry to your palace to congratulate you on your successor.
We bring gifts of great value to honor this new king. What do your wise professors say about this special star?
Do not believe Herod. His heart is hardened and he will try to protect his own interests. He will try to harm the baby Jesus. Stay asleep, but be warned.
Our books say a new king will be born in Bethlehem. What about the royal visitors from the east?
Very well, then. It sounds as if Bethlehem will be our next stop.
Now, how do we get there?
Yeah, right, I'll bet you do. Okay, then here we go. Big, big hurry, guys. Time to go.
What is your problem?
I've never seen such a rude display in my life.
I realized when Herod told us to go to Bethlehem, I wasn't dreaming back there. I was getting a message. It was an angel telling us to go see the newborn king in Bethlehem, but warning us that Herod wants to kill him. We are supposed to go straight back home to the east once we meet this baby king.
This must be a very special baby.
Stars in the heavens and angels in our dreams.
So many signs. Let's pay tribute to this king who came from heaven for us.
So many signs indeed, the poor shepherds and the richest kings, songs and lights in the heavens. I watched, I listened, and I wondered what these signs could mean in a world where Herod still ruled in Jerusalem, where fear and sadness and death still threatened. Today, all of us watch and listen and wonder what these signs could mean. The signs point to this: Jesus came for us.
Jesus came for us all.